What do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose, but you have everything to gain. The biggest risk one can ever take is not taking any risk at all. If you plan it safe too much, it's better that you shouldn't live at all. You forget the importance of life is to discover yourself, to discover what's out there, what's more, to dream and explore. And by playing it safe, you communicate that you don't want to dream, you don't want to explore. You stick with the status quo. You stick with what you have. You are afraid of losing what you already have. But let me tell you this, my friend. Whatever that you own, whatever that you have, they are all illusion. If it doesn't really bring you true happiness, and I'm talking about a deep desire, true happiness within you, not just whatever the surface, whatever that you think, whatever that other people think that that's your true happiness. A true happiness really comes from your heart. It's come from your deep inner desire. And oftentimes, we ignore that little voice telling us that, hey, I want more. That little voice communicates with us that there's more out there. Don't you dare to be afraid that you don't want to take any action. Don't you dare to be afraid that you don't want to take any risk at all. Hold on to the thing that not necessarily serving you in a deeper, meaningful way. That you want is like living a life that you serve. Living a life that you don't really find your true purpose in life. I talked to a guy that who's in relationship with his girlfriend, which is like 12 years older than him. And he even told me that he's not really truly happy with her. But he's afraid of taking risk of going out there and talking to new women and risking rejection, embarrassment, and risking that staying single for a long period of time. He's afraid of losing a relationship that he's not really happy with. He hold on to a mediocre relationship. What he doesn't see is he losing out a great relationship that waiting for him if he just have that's enough courage to move on. A desire that to explore more, to dream more, and to discover. The reason that many of us holding on to the thing that don't really serve us, because in a way that the thing that you hold on to actually serve you in some purposes. Like a relationship thing, even though you are not truly happy with that person. But in a way you rationalize your thinking that, hey, at least I'm not alone. At least I'm with someone. It's give me some sense of security. Give me some type of status. At least I don't have to go out alone. Hey, at least somebody can cook for me. At least somebody can give me a massage. At least in the winter, I don't feel so lonely. But what they don't see is all of these factors weigh significantly less than the feeling of unfulfillment, the feeling of unhappiness. People would rather choose their security over their true happiness because it gives them immediate pleasure. People do everything they can in their power to avoid that short-term pain. They don't want to experience that short-term pain. They just want that immediate pleasure. But let me tell you this, my friend. When you choose that immediate pleasure, you also communicate that, hey, I will experience a long-term pain, a regret, a what if I could, should I? You experience those feelings of uneasiness within you. Of the thought that always wondering, what if in that moment I have enough courage to actually take a leap of faith and actually go out there and chasing what I want. And that's how our brain works. It's trying to rationalize, to use a bullshit logical reason and a short-term pleasure to justify for our decision. But that's also come back to the question, what do you have to lose? If the thing that you hold on to don't really truly makes you happy, what are you hold on for? What are you afraid of losing? Another thing, like, it's a job thing. Why do you continue to work at a job that you hate, that don't really fulfill your inner purpose? So in a way that it serves you a purpose, that it gives you a steady paycheck, it gives you a routine that you need to wake up at 7 and go to work at 8. It gives you some sense of predictability in your life, some sense of security and some type of status you can brag with your friend. You can tell your family at the holiday dinner that, hey, you are a doctor, you are an engineer, whatever that career that you own, at least you have something to tell others. But those purpose, those factors don't really serve you. You just try to rationalize yourself into settling, into hold on to the thing that don't really give you a sense of freedom, a true meaning in life. A true meaning in life really is that you pursue the thing you want, and when you haven't accomplished yet, continue to set out a goal, make a plan, follow through on your plan, and continue to take action until you accomplish it. Not worrying about the thing that you already have, but focusing on what's out there, what's potential that's waiting for you, what's more to be gained, what's more for me to earn, what's more for me to accomplish. But so often, we worry so much, we focus on the things that we already have, and when we focus on those things, it's holding us from the potential, what's more for us to gain out there. When we focus on the thing that we already have and afraid of losing those things, we also afraid of taking action. We also afraid of taking risks, because we worry that if we move on, if we let those things behind, we're afraid that if we don't accomplish the great thing that we set out to be, we will lose everything. Let me tell you this, my handsome friend. Even if when you take risk and you still don't accomplish what you want yet, you actually discover a new power, a new strength within yourself that you haven't even discovered when you don't take that action. When you have that new courage, that new strength, you will more likely to take a next action. You will more likely to continue to pursue your goals, your dreams. But if you try to rationalize right now and try to justify before you take action, you most likely won't take any action at all. Because I know you love that security. You love that sense of certainty. You love that familiar, that routine, that comfort. But in a way that those comfort, those routine, those certainty really holding you back from the life that you always dream of, from the life that you always desire. I believe that if you don't constantly pursue your dream and your purpose, you already die, your soul already die within. So that's when you ask yourself, what do you have to lose? If the most important thing in life is to continue to pursue whatever that your soul wants you to do, whatever that your deepest desire, if you want to date that type of dream girl and you haven't ever dated that type of dream girl yet, and you encounter so many rejections and you've been single for so long, I feel your pain. That's why I'm very tempted to tell you that, hey, to settle, to give up, to be like everybody else. I know it's very tempting. But there's also another voice inside of you telling you that, hey, keep chasing, keep pursuing, continue to stay in the game, continue to put yourself out there, you have nothing to lose, keep taking action. And my hope for you is that you listen to that voice, to not settle. If you haven't have a job that you always wanted yet, keep pushing, keep improving yourself. Keep working on your purpose, on your business, so that one day when you experience long enough pants. This will pay off for you in the end. The day that you work when you want, with who you want, and wherever you want. This will pay off for you in the end. When you feel doubt, when you feel afraid, when you are nervous, when you are worried, when you want to give up, think about the result. Think about how does it feel when you actually accomplish the thing that you set out to be. The journey won't be easy, and you will experience a short-term pain. But that will be all worth it, my handsome friend. The short-term pain trading for a long-term reward. You will be so glad and so proud of yourself if you actually taking risk right now. If you taking risk today, you have nothing to lose. Don't suppress that deepest desire within you. Don't suppress that the desire to want to learn more, to gain more, to become more, to achieve more. Because that is a real purpose of life. To know that you're working towards something. That's why we have a thing called tomorrow, to growth and to be better. And in order to do so, you must take risk. I hope you enjoy this episode and got some value out of it. And if you did, please do me a favor. Leave a great review on Apple Podcast. That will help a lot of people like yourself find my podcast. And until next time, thank you.